Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Scott Arno is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Scott is the security advocate. That's his website, too, thesecurityadvocate.com. He's vice president of Soho Solutions in the New York area, and it's a consulting and management firm specializing in IT services, including security. That's what we've been talking about. Scott, in the last segment you gave us the down and dirty on the Amazon apocalypse. They had the epic fail that they had with their security. 40, count them, 40, folks, 40 million breaches of privacy information, of personal information of their customers in the 2 weeks or so following Black Friday. Could we say, Scott, that this was, the way they did it was unprecedented, to go to the point of sale, to get it at the point of sale? Was that unprecedented?
I would love to tell you it was, but the technology has been around for a while.
Really?
Typically, it's not on this scale. Where you often see them is at ATMs, in gas stations, sometimes in grocery stores. There's certainly been stories of this before. Just the scale is the part that's.
But if it's been around that long, how did their security people not? I mean, how do you get out to every POS platform in their operation, and somebody not see it?
Well, you know, this is where you run into another area of security called social engineering.
Yeah.
Where someone can come in and pretend to be a repair person or something like that. I don't know for sure if that's what happened, but that seems pretty likely. That's where the fire inspector comes in.
It was an inside job.
Wiring, and their sidekick is putting on, you know, surveillance equipment.
Right, like in the movies. Like in the movies.
Yeah.
They come in as a cleaning crew, right? Yeah.
Exactly.
They look like
they have a reason to be there, but they really don't.
So small businesses have point of, I mean, we've got beautiful point of sale technology these days. It's just literally changed the lives of millions of small business owners.
Of course.
By having this point of sale capability. I mean, it's really, it's almost like magic. So as I made the point in the earlier segment, Scott, you know, maybe we're too small for somebody to go to the trouble to tap into our little point of sale cap that we put on our smartphones. But we don't own the platform that drives that. We don't own the technology or the place where those sales are transferred into money so we can go to our account. Somebody else owns that. We rent that. We lease that capability from somebody. They have lots of us in their works, in their operation, so they would be big enough to justify. So how do we deal with that?
Well, to a large extent, the point of sale issue wouldn't really be a problem with that, because someone's not going to walk around to your little mobile card reader on your phone and put on a skimmer, as it's called. But I guess the big deal.
Are you telling me that that's what they did at Target? Somebody went around to each one of them?
Very likely. They haven't announced it.
Literally? I can't even imagine how many. I can't even comprehend that.
Well, that's the thing. When we think 40 million, it's not 40 million skimmers.
Right.
It could be a number of skimmers placed at very, very busy, very, very busy.
But that's still a lot of skimmers, though.
Oh, yeah. But if you, say, drop it in the middle of a couple of very high-volume stores, busy terminals, Black Friday, the couple of weeks afterwards.
So you're not saying that they zapped that out with some little program that went out. You're saying they physically did it?
In all likelihood, if it's a point-of-sale attack, it's usually one of these skimmers.
Wow.
Where it's directly on the device. Target hasn't announced it yet, so they haven't given us the...
Folks, follow this. This is fascinating. This is, in a perverse way, it's fascinating, isn't it, Scott?
Oh, yeah.
It's like watching a train wreck in slow motion or something. So, okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Well, with the little mobile ones, I want to say there's no such thing as completely secure, but those actually tend to be pretty safe. Generally speaking, they'll tout what's called PCI compliance, which is
right.
The Payment Card Industry Security Standards Council. And when you have that and they'll have encryption, those should be pretty safe to use. I mean, literally, the biggest danger you might run into is your own phone. In all likelihood, the information won't pass through your phone. It'll go wirelessly to the actual company and then back to the cardholder so that you won't actually have to deal with anything. But your phone itself would be a possible avenue of attack for any attacker. I mean, it's the same thing with online shopping.
So maybe
you have to make sure the device is secure.
So you're saying make sure that you don't you don't allow anybody to breach into your phone if they if your phone is registered to a business, or maybe they the bad guys have the ability to find out who has bought one of those items, those point of sale devices. They would then target you by your phone, but also make sure that you only buy your point of sale cap for your phone from a reputable company, like from your bank, a bank vendor or somebody like that, not somebody who just shows up out of the blue and says, "Hey, I've got this thing for you and it's free."
Well, sir, I certainly wouldn't want to do that.
Well, that would be one way to do it. It'd be a good scam way to do it, wouldn't it?
Oh, God, yeah. I mean, there's always, that's like the classic scam. It's another form of social engineering. Hey, look at this great thing.
But, I mean, if they'll go out and put this on that many point-of-sale swipers, then they'll drive around small businesses. I mean, this is just fascinating. So, folks, be careful about this. And as a consumer and as a business, the bad guys are getting more aggressive, aren't they, Scott?
Yeah, I think they always will too.
Yeah, but this is actually high tech with low tech, isn't it? The way they did this.
Well, yeah, that's a lot of what social engineering is. It's not really technology; it's trickery.
Very interesting. TheSecurityAdvocate.com, right, Scott?
Absolutely.
Thanks for being here. Come back soon.
My pleasure. Happy holidays.
You too. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.